Hello again, Ray Yurt with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. In this little series of talks, I've been giving you some of the reasons why I am a Christian. There are many religions in the world, but of all of those religions, I have chosen to follow Christianity. I have chosen to follow Jesus Christ. And in the first of these talks, I read a portion from Isaiah 45, and then I gave you a simple list of seven of the reasons why I follow Jesus Christ. We've looked at a few of them. I looked at the fact that Jesus has the whole story. There's nothing left out. Jesus is above all other gods. Jesus has all power. Jesus has power over death. And now we come to the fifth of the reasons. Jesus is the only one who is perfect. Now that is very interesting. If we are to get into heaven, we need to be perfect. So none of us would get there. So God had to make a way for us, or God chose to make a way. And that was to make his Son, Jesus Christ, God the Son, our substitute. When the scripture speaks of heaven, it says, "Nothing that defileth shall enter therein." So we need to have our sins removed. We need to have our sins forgiven. And the only way that that could be accomplished was by a completely sinless sacrifice. And Jesus was that perfect sacrifice. We read about Jesus in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15. And for those who are believers, Jesus Christ is their Lord, their Savior, their guide, their great high priest, and he's referred to in this verse as our high priest. "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." Jesus came as a man, suffered temptation as a man, but never once sinned. In chapter 7 of the book of Hebrews and verse 26, it says, "For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and become higher than the heavens." When Jesus was being tried before Pontius Pilate, Pilate examined him and came out with this result: "I find in him no fault at all." There was no reason why he should have been put to death on his own account. He was put to death on our account. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21 says, "For God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." For those who have accepted Jesus Christ, for those who have confessed their sins and had their sins forgiven, for those who take Jesus Christ as Lord of their life, when it comes to the judgment, Jesus Christ will take our place. Just as he took our place in punishment for sin, he'll take our place at the judgment and will be judged as being righteous, as being perfect, because he is perfect. There's a lovely chapter in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, that speaks about Jesus Christ as the perfect sacrifice. And it says, Hebrews 10 and verses 12 to 14, "But this man, Jesus Christ, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God, from that time waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering He has perfected forever those who are being sanctified, those who have come to him for salvation. That same chapter, chapter 10 of the Hebrews, gives a warning. And I'm reading here verses 28 and 29. Anyone who rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? God has given his Son as a sacrifice for our sins. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How will it be for those who reject the Son of God, who count him as not worthy, who count his sacrifice as not worthy of being accepted? If you have heard of Jesus Christ and you have rejected him, then you have missed out on the most marvelous gift you could receive, for the gift of God is eternal life. May you accept Jesus for his name's sake. Amen.